Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
Well, I'm hanging in there. Sounds like you're kind of hanging in there, too, huh?
Yeah. A little bit of back issue right now. Yeah. I got some good meds going, so
well, that's
we'll
good.
All right.
That's good. We gotta make that work for you. And the cover story this week, you always do a great job with follow-ups, and particularly on the big stories. And this week is a really big story. This is not just big for Santa Teresa, but really for New Mexico and all of Doñana County, a major boost to economic development with Union Pacific. And you have an update about a year later.
Yeah, they broke ground about August 8th last year, so it's almost right up on a year from now, and they're just about finishing up phase one. And phase one was mostly just moving dirt around, clearing off land, straightening land, all that sort of stuff. And they told me, Zoe Richmond, who's their spokesperson in this area, she told me that if they filled a train up with all the dirt they've moved, it would stretch from Santa Teresa to Albuquerque. So there's been a lot of dirt moved around. And phase two, you'll start seeing some infrastructure stuff going on, some buildings, all that sort of stuff as they start to get ready. It's still 3 years away. 2015 is the projected opening date, so a lot of work to be done. But they are starting to move from phase one to phase two. And, you know, this is like a $400 million project, and the hope is that once it's up and running, there's an intermodal yard, and there'll be a diesel refilling station and also a place, a crew resting place where crews can take naps and sleep and catch up on, you know, all their required rest and that sort of stuff and downtime. So a very big, very big project for them down there.
And so this could bring a lot of jobs in that area, but right at the Union Pacific location, we're also talking about the potential for a significant number of jobs too, right?
Yeah. Right now, they're just hiring, like, you know, construction people or temporary people, you know, people that the subcontractors and stuff don't already have. And they said they've brought on about close to 330 workers for that part. Now, those won't be obviously full-time jobs, so just as construction goes on here. But and then when they open up, there'll be people moving over from El Paso, so it won't be all new jobs opening up. But they will be creating jobs, there's no doubt about it, down there in Santa Teresa. Good-paying, good jobs for those people and anybody who else might want to commute. And they also say they opened one of these things in Joliet, Illinois a while back, and like Home Depot came in and opened up a big warehouse right beside it, all that sort of stuff. So they're already out wooing these kind of companies, and telling them, hey, you'll want to be right there by the intermodal yard where freight is moving from train to truck and everything. What a great place to put your, you know, your big warehousing facility. So that's sort of the hope for the southern part of the county.
Okay, well, we'll watch and probably have another update another year from now, maybe.
Yep.
All right.
Good timing.
Taking a look at the profile this week, a unique product that is being sold at the Las Cruces Farmers and Crafts Market.
Yeah, it's called Wise Bliss, and they sell bonsai-like tree sculptures. And the reason it's called Wise Bliss is because, you know, you're supposed to go through life wise, but also with a sense of bliss so you don't get too stressed out. And the partners are Joel Zamora and Jason Poella. And they sell down at the farmer's market, and then they also sell online. They have sort of like an online store where people can get on and, you know, order their products. And they have all different kind of products, all variety of different, these kind of shaped bonsai-like trees, different colors, and you know, it's something very different for our area. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. And you can check out a video on the KRWG News video section to get a look at these, in addition to reading the story in today's Las Cruces Sun News. All right, Brooke, what's new this week?
Well, one thing is, you know, we're supposed to be getting a Jimmy John's Deli, and also from the company reports that Jason's Deli, which is a chain, is also supposed to be coming to town. They've announced that we're set to open in Las Cruces, and they're saying pretty soon, September of 2012. They don't have a location yet, or at least they're not providing one yet. But my guess would be over closer to the university. That would make the most sense. They have three of these up in Albuquerque. I myself have never eaten at one yet.
But I have.
And you were telling me before the show that they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes,
you can obviously get sandwiches, you know, subs, wraps, they have salads. They even have some pasta and baked potatoes. desserts, that sort of stuff. So, and if people are a little bit more interested in them, they can go to jasonsdeli.com. That would give you a lot more information. And we also have a little mention about Verizon Wireless and Comcast are sort of teaming up to sell each other's services. And I think we're going to see more and more of this throughout the years. In the upcoming, not too distant future, all these sort of technical companies that are offering different things, you know, like Comcast is not just a cable company anymore. You know, you can get your phone through Comcast, your internet, everything, and it makes sense to try to give people, you know, what they want in their house. If you're already going into a house, why not try to sell them a variety of different kind of services? But now Verizon and Comcast have teamed up, and they are offering a variety of different packages, you know, for video, phone, internet, all wireless services, all that sort of stuff. So you can check out, you know, some of our Verizon stores here in town and ask about that.
Yeah, that's really interesting how they're bundling and bundling more things. When I saw the press release on this, I saw them talking about a quad play. So now, you know, add the cell phone to the home phone and the cable and the internet, and you've got four things bundled together. Who knows what's next? I mean, once it goes by past quad play, it's going to get a little bit awkward, I think,
yeah,
to say.
Coming down the road. But it does make sense, and not that I'm, you know, promoting this particular one or anything, but for a company, you know, if you are going into people's homes already, or, you know, to their handheld or whatever, you might as well try to offer them as many services as possible.
Yeah, you know, and this is really interesting, Brooke, because one of the biggest tech companies, Google, definitely thinks that there is a future in providing telecommunications services, because you may have seen last week that they are rolling out a super fast internet service in Kansas City as a trial. And as part of that, in addition to selling internet service, they're going to sell a Google TV service as well. So they see a future in this.
Yeah, I heard that was coming, yeah.
100 times faster than your current internet service. So it's going to be fascinating to see if that spreads across the country and Google becomes a major internet service provider in addition to everything else they do.
Yeah, there's already talk about ITV coming, so, you know, that might be being worked on right now. So you're right, everything's going to be coming into, you know, one place, or different people are going to be offering different packages. You can get everything with one, and, you know, who knows, maybe there won't even be TVs as we think of them down the road. It'll all be just entertainment.
Online and on demand. All right.
And informational.
And speaking of online, in the Babbling Brook this week, online comes in handy when you're looking for a new car.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I finally had to go out shopping the other week, and our car had given up the ghost almost. And so we went looking, and the one thing, my wife is an Uber planner, Uber researcher. She loves it too. I'm pretty good at researching myself, but I don't hold a candle to her. So what we did was sit down and look through all the ads, all the internet sites, and just researched and pored over reader reviews and all kind of stuff, and come up with a list of, you know, kind of things we wanted and everything, and then took that along shopping with us. And this is the second time we've done this together,
and it helps.
Saves you a lot of money.
All right. Well, we'll look for shopping tips in the Babbling Brook today, and in addition to everything else. Brooke, thanks so much for being here.